You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
We've got a special treat for everyone this afternoon. We've actually got the man himself. We've got Kit from Neat Spirits.
Hey guys.
Who's actually the mastermind behind this whole operation that we run up here with Cocktail Corner. You're in here this afternoon to make us a cocktail.
Yeah, man. Alex unfortunately couldn't make it because he's sick. So I stepped in and we're going
to
make a
Kit, John's the casual one and I like to really dig in the interviews. Is Kit short for anything?
No, it's not.
Okay, cool.
Traditionally, it could be short for like Christopher, but
okay.
My name is just
Kit. I just wanted to figure that out, yeah. So moving forward now.
Okay.
Something I've been thinking about every time I've seen you.
Yeah. Like, where's this name come from?
What's on the cards? Obviously, we've got some Citadel gin on the table.
Yeah, so
and that's from France. But we've also got some ingredients that we're not familiar with. Tell us about those.
Some Italian ingredients. So we've got Mancino Vermouth, which is an Italian bartender who designed it. So Giancarlo Mancino. So this one's a Rosso Vermouth, which is on the sweeter end of the spectrum.
What is a vermouth?
Vermouth is like a fortified wine that's been infused with botanicals.
Sick. Okay. Oh, so it's almost like a gin cousin, sort of.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See what I did there, John? John's like, wow, you read some shit.
Kind of designed to have like before or after dinner. Right. I've actually had the Mancino Vermouth with dinner before because it's quite tasty.
Mm. It's kind of in the Jägermeister family.
Except for like tasty.
Right, I don't like licorice stuff.
So you just drink it like a nip, like a shot kind of thing?
Drink it like you would like port.
Yes.
Just in like a short glass, like a short wine glass. You can do on ice, but I prefer everything by itself.
Or
that's why we call ourselves
you make spirits. A cocktail with it.
Yeah.
How does it work in a cocktail well? What's the vibe?
So in this case, we're going to do a Negroni. Mm. So we've also got an aperitivo called Rinomato, which is...
Slow that down a little bit.
Sorry, we have an aperitivo called Rinomato.
Okay, cool.
Rinomato.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this one's got more like blood orange, sherbety kind of flavors, a little bit on the sweeter end. So think between Aperol and Campari, not too bitter.
Get a whiff of this, mate.
John's just cracking. Is John allowed to do this? He's just getting right in. Usually we get handed the bottles, but now
too,
John's
too
just
hard
getting
to control, John. So.
Real gimme, gimme. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is ruling. Eat sherbet. I see we're going there. Definitely. That's great.
I love how this has come all the way from the European place that is known as Italy.
Just some of that on the rocks, actually, the red stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Like it.
So the idea behind doing this today is because it's been pretty hot lately and I just wanted like a cold sipping drink that's easy to make. So it's just three ingredients,
equal parts, stir it down.
Yeah.
Thumbs up to the
right.
Sun.
Yeah. Kind of right. So we're starting off with Citadel gin, 30 mils of that, or in this case, a shot glass that I found.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's this giant thing that you're...
That's a BFM shot glass as well, so it might have a sort of plant matter in the bottom of it. You never know, man.
So this is a stirring jug that we're using,
okay,
but you can do it in the glass you're going to do it in, or you could just find a bigger glass to do in bigger batches.
Nice.
Just kind of a bartending tool. You can also use a Boston shaker and just use the glass part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It looks very fancy.
Yeah.
It's half scientist beaker, half grandma's ashtray.
Yeah.
Or cut
crystal.
You know. Vase that your parents might have at home.
Yeah.
So
we've gone 30 mils of Citadel gin. Now we're going 30 mils of Mancino Rosso.
That's good color too. It's like a deep brown. It looks chocolatey coffee
just
territory.
Just have a whiff of this actually.
Don't mind if I do,
So
John.
when you're talking about vermouth, Rosso is the sweet one. So you're trying to counter the bitterness of the aperitivo with the sweetness of the vermouth.
Why is nobody called vermouth? That name rules, eh?
Do you know what this smells like? If you reduced a can of Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
Kind of like the raw ingredient to
Coke. Right there. Wow, John, you're doing really good at this today.
Well, at Love Bucket, they have a cocktail on their tap list. It's called Jerry Cola, and it doesn't have any Sailor Jerry or cola in it. It's actually using Mancino Vermouth. So they're kind of
slippery.
Jedi mind tricking you with that one. Yeah. And then we go 30 mils with the aperitivo. So you can use like Campari, Aperol. In this case, we're using Rinomato.
So are both aperitivos? Is the Mancino, or is there any digestifs in there? Are they both aperitivos?
Well, that's what the vermouth is.
They're all in that kind of aperitivo end of the spectrum.
So this is healthy, right? Oh, good. Yeah,
sure.
Good, no, good. Hey, we actually just got a text in saying we should do a 95BFM cocktail book. It's probably true.
Working on it.
I think
it's probably true.
It might be happening, possibly.
audiobooks. I don't really like reading.
Of course, everyone, if you can't wait for the book to come out, you can go to the 95bfm.com website. And if you go into the BCast section, right there under Cocktail Corner, you can find audio of all of these and ingredients to make the cocktail at home. So just go right ahead and help yourself there, okay?
Sorry, back to you, back to the cocktail.
Sweet. So now we just add the ice. Now we've got the 90 mils of our product in there. The idea is just to...
It looks like a gnarly cherry Coke.
The idea is just to chill down the drink and then cause a little bit of dilution to bring down the alcohol a bit. So just keep stirring until the outer of the glass gets a bit cold.
That's a Hadron Collider paste you got there, though. That's going.
Hadron.
Hadron? Ah, Johnson. I ruined everything. Start again.
Got the scientist, yeah.
Hadron. So,
and then now, once it's cold, we just get our strainer and strain it into the serving glass.
Strainers are so weird looking.
What buzzes me out the most about the Hadron Collider is they only fire it up during summer when there's more electricity on the grid. Because in winter, everyone's running their heating in Europe and they can't use it.
Oh, that's mental. That's
crazy, eh?
Now I'm imagining like a big lever. Oh, and you're returning the ice back into the drink?
I ran out of ice.
Okay, sorry. No, but why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you, right? The ice is nice and rounded now.
And then we're just going to do a zest of orange.
This is Negroni town. We're getting
this in. A little zest of orange is one of my favorite things.
Easy way to do this at home is just to use a potato peeler, because then you don't have to cut off the pith that I'm doing now with a knife. Not too confident in doing that.
John just likes doing his little mini flamethrower thing when he gets a little lighter, and he's amazing. So
it's real easy to just get the oils by squeezing them out when you've got the zest out, and then it can also flame up, but the best way to get the flavor is just to do the oils into the drink.
I'm feeling pretty good about this right now.
And give it a cheeky little rim.
Keep in mind, I haven't been a bartender for a few years, so it could be...
Well, bear in mind, we're silly dum-dums, and we don't know what's going on, so that's...
It smells very, very citrusy, but I guess that is just the zest.
Yeah, and there's
the
citrus in the
I'm getting the oils from the citrus.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to rub it on your skin, John. Just...
What? I'm not? Yum.
I'm going to turn this electric octopus on while we indulge. Up. Good. I always feel like such a gentleman when I'm having a Negroni.
Yeah, man.
Basically three different types of alcohol.
I think the fact that it's really good.
A, on ice, but B, you know, you've sort of got these aperitifs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sit around the port scale of power, you know, like 12-14%.
Yeah.
So it kind of actually rounds it right out.
Yeah, so it cuts back the alcohol a little bit, makes it quite palatable.
I'll
give it a hoon.
It's a good one. Is crazy to think that, like, what percentages are these ingredients? They're not mucking around, are they?
So the gin's 44%, the vermouth is 16%, and the aperitivo is 14%.
Oh, okay. So they all just get in there and play nice.
So once you've diluted it with the ice and stuff, I reckon it's around about 30% alcohol.
Oh, well, holy hell.
How do you rate this? How do you rate your work?
Okay. I think I did well on that one.
Yeah, you can.
Did pat myself on the shoulder.
It's nice. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely drink. So, and so, how does this differ from a normal Negroni, would you say? Or is this just like a highbrow Negroni?
It's a bit on the highbrow. So, normally the vermouth you use isn't as flavorsome as the Mancino, but then we've gone a little bit less bitter on the aperitivo and so the Rinomato instead of Campari. Campari is more bitter.
You've pretty much just told everyone what's in it, but just quickly recap those three.
So, 30 ml Citadel gin, 30 ml Rinomato or Campari, if you have that at home, and 30 ml of Mancino vermouth.
This could be my drink, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
real easy to make.
Mm.
We went on a few months ago. We're down the rabbit hole of drinking White Russians, but I think this could easily fill that void.
It's a different game. That's a different game.
But this is slightly more summery, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Mm.
If people want to get these ingredients, where can they find them?
We can get Citadel Gin at Fine Wine Delivery Company at the moment, and soon to be Mancino Vermouth as well.
Okay, sweet. Yep. On the cards.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a little bit of a preview.
Exactly.
In some regards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a million for coming up, mate. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.